And I'll call this 6:31, and I'll call the meeting to order and ask everyone to stand to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag.
Of America.
To the Republic of which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. I'll call the roll. Bob Lisy.
Here.
Danny Soto.
Here.
Loretta Sexton.
Here.
Amanda Fusco, we have a quorum. So we'll move on to item number 4 on the agenda. That's approval of the minutes. Did everybody have a chance to review the minutes?
Yes.
Yep.
So then can I have a motion to accept the minutes as written?
I will make a motion that we accept the Derby Housing Authority meeting minutes of February 9, 2023.
Thanks, Bob. Do I have a second?
I second.
I'll second.
Thank you so much. All right. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. Motion carries. Additions, item number 5, additions, deletions, corrections. Does anyone have any besides me? Mm-hmm. I thought we should go back and do some updating. So I'm going to make a motion that we add under old business 7D, and that has to do with residents regarding their security deposit. 7E, which is an update on the tree work that we voted on a few meetings ago. 7F would be an update on the metal beams at Guardiano. And 7G would be update on the Steiger Terrace community room roof. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I second.
Thank you. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, motion. We'll make those changes. Is there anyone here from the public who wishes to speak? Anyone from the public? Anyone from the public? All right, hearing none, we'll go down to 7A, old business, and that would be an update from Maria from Imagineer. How are you, Maria?
Pretty well. How about yourself?
Good, thank you.
Good.
I was going to say, we have a copy of Ken's minutes or report.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
There was really no updates. We had submitted the annual plan. We're getting ready to submit the CMAP certification. Mm-hmm. That's due, 60 days after the PHA's fiscal year end. So we'll be doing that. We're preparing it right now.
Okay.
And we'll be submitting it in May or earlier than that, because that's when it's due. The only other thing is that we're still waiting for final confirmation for HUD funding. But across the board, what we're seeing in the industry is that everyone, all the housing authorities, are getting anywhere between a 10 to a 12% increase in their funding allocations. So we're giving up for that. All good news. And we'll be going to the waiting list to issue vouchers.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Yep.
Any questions for Maria?
Maria, Bob Lisy, any preliminary CMAP issues that you guys are aware of?
No, it's been phenomenal because, we were operating with HUD waivers through the pandemic. So it, HUD kept giving housing authorities, you know, the waivers because it affected a few indicators for the CMAP, one being the inspections and the supervisory inspections. And because, you know, we had people that weren't allowing for that, you know, for, you know, their reasons and us as well, just to protect staff and protect the participants. So, you know, it goes out like 90 days and all of that. So we weren't going to be capturing that. So hence the waivers that HUD gave the housing authorities, and Derby took advantage of those waivers. But now there's no more waivers. But what we started to do, and we anticipated that, so we started to prepare it and do a full force of making sure that all the indicators were going to be met. So even with the lease up, you know, we're anticipating that there's no issues there. And, you know, the preliminary for the CMAP, all the other CMAP indicators, because number 13, which is the lease up, that's done at the HUD level. We're looking good. Derby's looking very good.
Thank you, Maria.
You're welcome.
Yes. That's good news.
Yeah.
Any other questions for Maria? Hearing none. Maria, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Sounds good. Have a great evening, everyone.
Thanks. You as well.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. So that brings us to 7B, which is Regina's. Is Regina's on? Okay, so does anybody have any questions on Regina's report? Maybe Zori can help.
Yeah, Linda, I was reading her February pipeline that the Valley Transit will be ending their free transportation at the end of the month, and I do know how important that is. Maybe Zori, is there a possibility she can find out if there's going to be an extension on that? For our tenants?
Yep, I can ask her. She might know of other resources that are offering transportation, but I can ask her to see what she can come up with.
Thanks, Zuri.
Yep, you're welcome.
Okay, any other questions on Virginia's report? Hearing none, then we'll go down to item C, which is review and vote to approve the Derby Housing Authority 2023 amended meeting schedule. So what we talked about the last time was if we had to go to a second meeting, because if you remember, let me just back up a minute. Ellen always said when our meetings fell on the first or the second of the month, that it was too hard for her to get all the invoices together and get the checks ready. So she would bump that month's meeting to the second Thursday. And we talked about doing that. We started to take a vote last month, and Mark Garfalo said that was a really tough time. That was a tough time for him to try to do the meeting because it coincided with the Board of Aldermen. It was too hard to maintain the Zoom. So we decided to go to the second Tuesday, and we put the vote off until we could put a calendar together. However, Zuri and I had a conversation, and Zuri said, and Zuri, you can speak to this, that she didn't need the time because some of the payments that we're doing now are done automatically. She's not finding it difficult to keep up with the invoices or have the checks ready to sign. So she suggested that we keep every month's meeting to the first Thursday of the month. Correct, Zuri?
Yes, because like you said, everything is pretty much automatic. And then as long as it's past the first, I can print all of the activity for that prior month. So it doesn't really have to be the second Thursday. You know, all that activity is pretty much available on the first of the following month. So.
And that makes it easier for Mark.
Yes, I mean, we've always been the first Thursday.
Right.
He didn't
right.
really have
okay.
with second Thursday.
Right.
So, so what you have in front of you is a schedule for this, the first Thursday of the month, starting in April, because this obviously was the second Tuesday.
Yep.
It's, I think it's easier, it's cleaner this way.
Okay. I'll make a motion. Yeah, I'll make a motion. We accept the Derby Housing Authority meeting dates.
Okay. And Loretta, you seconded?
I second, I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, motion carries. So now we're down to 7D, which is the residents are complaining about the security deposit. I think, Dory, you can speak to it a little bit. Loretta, you can speak to it because you've been getting calls. I don't think we need to do anything about it. I think it's just good to know.
Right. Go ahead. Yeah, I had a conversation with Loretta last week about some residents that were still upset. They were looking to get their attorneys involved. It pretty much still stands that it's, you know, the $300. We don't want it to be a month. You know, to make it easier, we've offered payment plans. We've offered resources, different local agencies to assist them in paying it. I know that a lot of residents were upset because they felt they were already in place. They should have been grandfathered in. But I did confirm with the attorney that it's not illegal to implement the deposit, even if they've lived, you know, in the complex for however many years. So, you know, to make it easier, we changed it to $300. And I mean, some people have already paid it. Some people are sending payments. We've already opened up the account to deposit that money so it can accumulate interest. So I don't know what more to do to assist in the process. I think we've offered them a lot of resources. I mean, we're taking as low as $25 a month for some residents.
There's nothing else you could do. It's just like everything else. Right. Just let the time that they pass, let the course pass. Everybody will stop talking about it. That's just a hot topic. There's nothing you or anyone could do about it. So,
right.
It is what
and
it
I
is.
Know there's of changes. So I know, you know, change for some people they don't like, but I think, like you said, as time goes on, they'll learn to adjust and you know, hopefully be fine with it.
Yeah, they got no choice anyways.
Most of the people that were giving me a hard time, I've been explaining everything to them, and they're all okay now. A couple of the guys were very upset, but I got everybody, you know, I try to explain everything to the best of my ability. I told them about, you know, the agencies that could, you know, to contact those agencies, and everybody's on board as far as I know at Steiger Terrace now.
Oh, good. That's good to hear.
I really just wanted to let you all know, because I think some people over at Guardiano went to their alder person, Gino DiGiovanni. Gino talked to Loretta. So just in case it was to go higher, I just want the board to be aware. Okay. So if there's no other discussion on that, then we'll go to 7E, which is an update on the tree work. Zuri, do you want to update?
Yep. Everything went well. We haven't received any complaints. It looks good. It looks clean. So it's completed, and it looks nice to me. So everything went well.
Loretta, you may have commented to me about Steiger. They did a great job.
They did a great job.
Yep.
And everybody was pleased here, so.
Good.
Zuri, was that White Hills, if I recall?
Yes, it was.
Good. Good to hear.
Yep, they did a good job.
Okay, so we'll go to 7F, and that will be an update on where we are with the metal beams at Guardiana.
Yes, Lori. So the structural engineer, he came out last week. We provided him with the blueprint for Lakeview Terrace. Maintenance took off the siding as well, just so they could get a better look. So they're actually in the process of drafting a plan as far as how to, you know, fix and address the issues. And he said that he would have it to me by the end of this week. So once I have that blueprint, or not the blueprint, the kind of the map of what needs to be done, then we'd have to have a construction company come in and complete that work. So that's all that we're waiting for, just the actual plan, and then we have to reach out to a construction company.
I would assume that's going to have to go out we'd need three bids on it.
Yep.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. Yep, I talked to a couple of companies. I let Pepe know. I talked to another construction company just so they have the heads up about it. Mm-hmm. So I will get three quotes, you know, once I get the blueprint.
Okay. And I know that last month we talked about cordoning off areas if it was unsafe, and they were telling you that it was safe for residents to walk.
It is safe, yep. They said as long as there's no heavy machinery or any work that's being done on the second level, and I told them no, and he said then it's fine for them to walk. We don't have to tape anything off.
Any other questions for Zori on this? Okay, hearing none, we'll go to 7G, which is the update on Steiger Terrace community room roof.
Yep, that was also completed, I believe it was Tuesday of last week. And they did a very good job. Francis, the maintenance guy, sent me a video. They put down, there was like a rubber material they had to put before laying the roof. They did that. It looks good, and it's complete. And there's no leaks or anything. You know, they did a good job with that as well.
Good. That's good to hear. So at least we're getting some things accomplished for it. So it's a good thing. Any questions for Zori on that issue? So then we'll go on to new business. There's only one item, and that's the discussion of the Steiger Terrace payouts. So we had, of the people who were listed from 2013 to June of 2021, who had overpayments coming back to them, 17 are deceased. I'm sorry, 14 are deceased, 17 have been located, and one we haven't found yet, although I continue to look. We've gone through this with Attorney Samaruga at length. Four of the 17 have POAs, and he asked to look at those forms. Three of them were sent to him. One kind of got lost because she used our old address. She has resent one. And three of the four have been approved. So he tells us now, if the board approves it, we can go forward and pay the people that we have addresses for and who are alive. And I just got an email from him today about the people who are deceased. And he said, we can try to find the next of kin, or we can publish in the newspaper for next of kin. So that I think will be the next project. And the one lady I can't find, we owe her $440. I thought I had a lead on her daughter in California. I made phone calls today. One lady said she wasn't her. The other phones were disconnected. And one I actually left a message on, and I'm hoping that I'll get a call back. I don't know. We can publish for her if we feel like we've exhausted everything. We can put something in the newspaper as well. I don't know how else to track her down. Even Mark Garfalo tried, you know, through the voter registration and the deaths in Connecticut. It's where we are. So that's where we are. But for tonight, what I want to ask you for, I want to make a motion that we pay the 17 that we've located. It adds up to a total of $89,749. and 72 cents. So would I have a motion to make those payments, or do you, we can go to discussion after we make the motion?
I'll make the motion that we approve of the Steiger payouts.
I'll second that.
Thank you. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Questions? We need to ask Mark. We made a good faith effort to find those other people, and I know you and I have discussed it. So, I mean, how long, you know, if we put in something, paper, do we wait, you know, 30 days, and then we have, then our efforts have been exhausted?
Sure. And so for that one woman, you know, that I really can't find, although I do believe she's alive, because we can't find an obit, we can't find a death notice, at least not in Connecticut, unless she passed in another state. But other than if these California folks don't turn up to be relatives, other than to put it in the newspaper, I don't know what else we can do. Her sister has passed. We found her sister. At least we found the obit for her sister. Mark had a conversation with his sister's daughter, who believed the woman to be dead. Other than that, at least we will have paid everyone that we know is alive. And then we can start working on the 14 who are deceased and trying to find their relatives. So I had a motion and I had a second. Any other discussion? Okay. Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. Motion carried. So we'll go down to 9, which is the subsidized housing coordinator report. Dory, that's you.
Okay. So as far as the vacancies at Steiger and CCA, we don't have any current vacancies at this time. We do have one vacant at, or actually two. There's going to be one vacant tomorrow. The resident is moving out. So that's two units that we have vacant at Lakeview. So we did send letters out to the next applicant on the waiting list. We're just waiting for their response to see if they accept it. Behind that are the payouts for all the vendors that were paid for the month of March. I think it looks pretty good. We're again trying to cut down on the plumbing, the electrical, we've done pretty good with that. And then the work orders, we're pretty much current with everything. There's nothing urgent or anything that's pretty outstanding. The guys are working hard, you know, to walk the property, pick up trash, cleaning the facilities, the elevator at Lakeview, just, you know, trying to keep busy. There's not too much going on right now. But yeah, I think that we're in good shape, you know, getting a lot of things done and just waiting for the warmer weather where they can do more things to maintain the property. But yeah, so far, so good.
Good. And these two maintenance gentlemen are working out just fine, are they not?
Oh, yes. Yes. They're perfect together. They're very knowledgeable. We've received compliments from residents, so they're doing a great job.
That was the one thing. When I looked at the vendor payouts, I saw a real decrease in what we were paying Jacozi Plumbing. So I'm glad you mentioned that, because it is one thing I mentioned. I took a look at, and that's good to see.
Yeah, we're trying hard to keep that down. they're doing good job, and they're so knowledgeable that, you know, luckily we haven't really had to call him for anything too crazy, so it's working out.
That's really the best news, because it took us so long to find two people who were skilled enough and who could work together as a team, and I think we finally did it. Took us a long time.
So
let's keep them around.
I know. Yeah. Hopefully they're here to stay. I'm sure they are.
That's great. So moving on, there's no executive session. We can make a motion for adjournment if someone'd like to do that.
I make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
All right. I'll second. Bob, and it's okay. A discussion on the motion? Hearing none, 6:55, and this meeting is adjourned. Thank you all so much for coming. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Night.
Have a good one, guys.
You too.
You too.